Ms. Parker is a high school social studies teacher. She is talking to a student about workplace discrimination.
Have you heard about the glass ceiling?
Do you mean like the ceiling of a house?
Yes, that's the right idea. But the glass ceiling is a form of discrimination, not part of a house.
I didn't know that.
The idea is that people cannot rise to positions of power or responsibility in companies because of invisible barriers.
So it's like a real glass ceiling. People can see the sky through it, but they can never reach the sky.
Yes, that's where the phrase comes from.
How does it work?
Well, a recent case was observed at a hospital in the United States. At this hospital, it took a female doctor more time than a male doctor to be promoted to a management position.
That's terrible. Isn't such discrimination illegal?
Yes, it is. But many people still have problems because the glass ceiling is a silent form of discrimination. In many cases, it is not one person's fault. In the hospital example, it may be hard to know when such a situation is occurring because it is a problem with the hospital's workplace culture.
So, if it is hard to know when it is occurring, how do we stop the glass ceiling?
What do you think?
Well, my parents always taught me to treat others with equality and respect.
That's a good start. I also think it's important to learn about different kinds of discrimination. If people know about the glass ceiling, then it won't be silent anymore.